This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It has been an interesting year for many of us, and in the kitchen, yes, making some changes too. Siobhan Boyle from The Good Foundation joins us. Thanks for having a chat with me.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure.
In this window of time as a chef, what sort of meals, baking, etc., have you been experimenting with? Any recipes that you're enjoying?
Well, I have always cooked. But I have been taking advantage of stocking up the freezer. So I have been making lots of curry paste and batch cooking so that, you know, there's always meals on standby. I do love a bit of baking too. And as you've got a bit more time at home, it is that time when you can get the whole family involved in the cooking process and, you know, make some delicious treats. Treats are always good. Especially if you make them yourself.
Yeah, they're always going to taste a little bit better handmade, I think. And talking freezer meals for a moment, that's something that so many of us have had to incorporate into our weekly meal plan if it wasn't something that you were already doing. What's the difference between a meal that makes for a good freezer meal and one that you can actually only have fresh?
Well, there are certain ingredients that don't freeze particularly well. So obviously things like a salad wouldn't freeze well, so that's always better to have fresh. But things like, if you're making a slow-cooked chili or a curry or even just a curry paste, they freeze brilliantly. So it's just kind of thinking, how will those fresh ingredients translate into the freezer and when they defrost? Because no one wants sort of soggy salad leaves or soggy vegetables, do they? Because that's not going to be delicious to eat. It's ensuring that those ingredients are sort of freezer suitable. Mm. But there's so much that you can do and batch cook. You know, I'm a great fan of that. And, you know, but one thing is important is to make sure that you always label what you put in the freezer.
Yeah. And make sure you put a date on when you made it as well, because you don't want to be that person going into the back of the freezer and finding something ancient that you made last year. Not at all.
Absolutely. And I think we've all been guilty of that in the past. We get very over-enthusiastic about making delicious food and go, oh, yes, I'm going to back cook this and put it all away. And then, like, well, this could be chili, yeah. It could be curry, or it could be a ragu. And I'm not sure. So we're sometimes at home, there are these things called a potluck supper where you bring out items from the freezer and you're not quite sure. But, it's something that we do teach our participants in our wonderful classes is which recipes are suitable for batch cooking and freezing, because that's a really good, handy skill to have. And at least you know that you've made them from scratch and you've had total control over what you put into them. So it's really good.
And that's a really important point, controlling the ingredients, because so many of us have different, obviously, intolerances and considerations with what we eat. And wanting to get a healthy, nutritious meal is also an important aspect of what you teach as part of the Good Foundation and obviously working with Jamie's Ministry of Food. What does a nutritious, healthy meal look like from your perspective? Are there particular rules to follow?
So if you're looking at, we use the plate as a really good guide when you're thinking about what you're eating. And really half your plate should be full of veggies. And then you need a good, healthy served carbohydrate. So whether that's in the form of some brown rice or whole grain pasta or whole wheat couscous or sweet potato. And then, some protein too. And actually, we get the balance quite wrong here, I think, in Australia. A lot of people are very protein focused on their plate, but actually you only need the size of the palm of your hand. So the hand is a really good guide that how much protein you should have, and that would equate to one serve. And as adults, we actually only need 3 serves of protein in a day, which isn't that much. So a balanced plate should be half a serve of veggies, really, half a plate of veggies.
there's some goals to be working toward. And in Jamie's Ministry of Food, you guys have got a school holiday program coming up. We're going to be teaching a lot of these different things to kids particularly. How do you get kids involved in cooking, and what will you be teaching them?
Getting kids in the kitchen is, I think, one of the most important things to do. I know that I was really lucky when I was a child, and it was one of my favourite things was to help mum in the kitchen. And so I've always had that positive relationship with food. So getting kids in the kitchen and getting them involved in the process is a really, really positive step into getting them to try more things. but also in getting them to help you out in the kitchen too, which is really key. And all of our recipes are very family-friendly recipes. We've tailored the course so that they are those kind of, I would say, teenage-friendly recipes. So we've got, you know, a beautiful cracking burger as well as other wonderful recipes in that course. We take them on a bit of a cooking journey. So every single class features a different cooking skill. It teaches different nutrition tips and obviously fabulous Jamie Oliver recipes. And by the end of it, hopefully they'll come out and they'll be inspired to not only cook those recipes that they learned during the course, but to try different things too.
Yeah, to build up that inquisitiveness and start experimenting with food. And as you say, getting familiar with helping and being in the kitchen and making a contribution. Siobhan, thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about it.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on today.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.